The Route Master, page 104.
My name is Sophie and I'm from London. I'm going to tell you about a sad day for Londoners, the 9th of December 2005. The last Route Master bus route in London was replaced with new bendy buses. London will never be the same again. Everyone knows what these buses look like. They're as much a part of London as black cabs or beef eaters. Do you know the ones I mean? Red double-deckers, with an open back door where you could hop on and off between stops, and every bus had a conductor who came along to check your ticket. He also rang the bell to let the driver know when to drive off. I always take the bus in London. The tube stops in the tunnel, sometimes for ages, and no one tells you what's happening. In the summer, it's like being in an oven. The tunnels are really deep and the trains are packed. Scary. The bus takes longer, a lot longer sometimes, depending on traffic. But you can see where you're going, and something interesting always seems to happen. One day, I was sitting on the number 12 on my way home from the city, and the bus was getting fuller and fuller. There was a rule: 52 seated and only 5 standing passengers allowed. There was one woman who had her bag on the seat next to her. The conductor asked her to move her bag because it was taking up valuable space. She said no. I don't know why. Perhaps she'd had a bad day. After a bit of an argument, the conductor just stopped the bus, got off and started to cry. And we all sat there, on Whitehall, right outside Downing Street where the Prime Minister lives, going nowhere because the conductor was having a breakdown. Everyone just sat there. No one did anything to help him. No one spoke. But then the driver got out of his cab and had a chat with the conductor. I saw them standing there for about 10 minutes, the driver's arm around the conductor's shoulders. Soon, we were on our way home again. At the next set of traffic lights, a man jumped on the bus platform and tried to squeeze his way inside. "We're full," the conductor shouted, but the man refused to get off. I saw the conductor's face crumple. The whole bus sighed. "Here we go again."